Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 1120 KMOX.
I heard you missed us. We're back. Yeah.
This is Overtime.
Are you ready?
You guys ready?
Oh, baby, start me up. It's time for Overtime, round one, and I'm Debbie Monterey. Good morning, Charlie Brennan.
Good morning, Debbie.
And freshly back from Israel, it's Amy Markscores.
Good morning.
All right, I'm sure you'll talk a little bit about that later, but let's get to the real meat of the issue here, ladies and gentlemen. This is the most pressing question of the week. Laurel or Yanny? Laurel or Yanny? Have you
Laurel.
Heard about...
Laurel.
What did you hear, Charlie?
I'm hearing Laurel.
What do you hear, Amy?
I hear Yanny. I don't even hear an L sound anywhere.
Okay, so here's the weirdest thing. You know, when I'm like, what is this? What is this stupid internet thing? Yesterday, Tom Ackerman and I played it in the 5 o'clock hour. I heard Laurel. He heard Laurel. Our producer heard Laurel. So I'm like, okay, this is stupid. Then later in the day, Fred Bottomer comes walking through the newsroom and he says, I hear Yanny. And I said, how do you hear Yanny? And he plays it for Brett Bloom, but on a different device in the newsroom. And I clearly hear Yanny. So it's a frequency thing. It all depends on how you're hearing it.
Which would explain a lot of differences in understanding among people who hear the same thing and come to completely different conclusions.
Isn't that true?
Yeah. Now, so Amy, you hear Yanny.
I hear Yanny.
Okay, like right now you do?
Yes.
Right, yes.
Yanny. Yeah, and I heard it over the radio yesterday and heard Yanny.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so I've heard both.
So that, you know, we have had so many disagreements over things. You go, how could that person believe that?
It what, do you have mud in your ears?
Or you communicating with your spouse or your children. Sometimes there's a gap, and this might explain it all. People are hearing completely different things.
It's a beautiful metaphor for our news situation in the United States right now.
But wasn't there a guy on PBS named Yanny?
Yanny.
There's
Yanny.
Yanny,
or was
the
he Laurel?
Musician.
Maybe he was Laurel.
Yeah, no, that it's freaking me out now, because when I heard it the second time, oh my God, I clearly heard it completely differently. What is happening here? All right, so now we have to get back to more serious things. Here we go. Lawyers for Governor Greitens want the woman whom the governor allegedly had took a non-consensual picture of to publicly testify in the impeachment trial, because of course, despite the dropping of the criminal case here in the city, the legislature in Missouri, the House is going ahead with its own investigation still. Should the woman testify in public, Charlie Brennan?
Well, I think so. At this point, why not? Watergate hearings in public, Iran-Contra hearings in public, impeachment hearings involving the highest elected official in the state should be public.
Amy?
I agree. I agree at this point. She has made these accusations that are potentially destroying a political career or reputation. And you need to be careful that anonymity isn't being abused in these situations of accusations. I think it's time for her to step up.
Does it matter to either of you that this woman never wanted to ever even come public with any of this, and now she's sort of being forced to tell her story over and over again?
Well, do we know that?
Well, if she wanted it out there, she wouldn't have been dragged kicking and screaming into it.
That's why we got to ask her publicly. What exactly is your view on this case? See, that's the whole thing, because you have one view of it, I have one view of it. Let's have her.
Yanny.
Exactly. Let's have her address these matters publicly. Like everything, the courtroom, by the way, would have been public. If had she appeared in downtown St. Louis in Judge Eric Rex Burleson's courtroom, that would have been public. Why would this impeachment proceeding under any circumstances be private?
Yeah, their whole investigation so far hasn't been public either.
Right.
The legislature's. All right, well, let's talk about something regarding the circuit attorney's office that is not relative to Governor Greitens. And this is a case I think that probably is going to upset a lot more people than the Greitens case. And that is, we were all so excited, at least we were in the newsroom. Oh, they busted this ring. Allegedly, these three people who had broken into possibly 1,000 vehicles around the city and beyond, possibly a whole room full of stolen loot, including lots of band equipment. We know we had this whole rash of bands having their stuff stolen. These guys are back out on the street. So the bond was set for $150,000, and according to downtown Alderman Jack Coder, if it hadn't have been for the fact that he and police officers were begging the judge to at least have them monitored in some way, the prosecutor's office didn't object when they dropped the bond down to $5,000 and these guys walk. Amy, what's your reaction to that?
So Kim Gardner has a direct role in just letting this be dropped and letting these guys walk.
Well, it's her office. I mean, yeah. I don't think she was personally sitting there, but she's had a ton of people leave. I think she's lost more than 50% of her staff, and they didn't object when the bail was dropped.
And that reeks of incompetence or disinterest. And I do think at this point, yeah, this is a big issue for the city. It's mind-boggling to me that you could let this drop.
Don't forget, these folks are accused of these crimes. And I know the alderman, Jack Coder, is interviewed on KMOX, and he says they're responsible for most of the break-ins, lots of them. And once they were apprehended, break-ins seemed to go down. But we don't know for sure. Were they really the ones behind all of them? I mean, again, they've got to have their day in court. But this is a prosecutor who has found the time and energy to go after the governor and hire investigators out of Alabama and a special prosecutor out of Cambridge. And it does seem, Debbie, like she put a lot less emphasis on this case.
It is 8:38, and we need to take a break and get you traffic and weather together. So stay with us for round two of Overtime on KMOX.
Overtime continues.
If you'd like to celebrate, I'd be okay with that.
On KMOX.
Love it!
KMOX News Time is 8:43. It's round two of OT. We have Amy Markscores in Studio B with us, along with Charlie Brennan. I'm Debbie Monterey. And wouldn't you know it, Missouri once again tops the list for the largest number of puppy mill breeders in the country. That's according to a new report from the Humane Society of the United States. Now, it's the sixth year in a row that Missouri has been named the state with the most puppy mills where dogs have been found sick, injured, or starving in poor, sometimes dirty conditions. Now, it was supposedly addressed in some state law in Jefferson City years ago, and then some of the teeth were taken out of it, but Charlie, why do you think this isn't a bigger priority for our elected officials in Jefferson City?
Not just elected officials. It doesn't seem to be top of mind for just about anybody except Humane Society and others. And I think it's because they tend to be in places that people don't see them. You know, they're not in your neighborhood. You don't drive by them on the highway. And so they're out of mind, out of sight.
Yeah. I mean, it is, like you said, like rural Missouri. And if it's not immediately in your line of view, if it's not in the headlines, you're really not thinking about it. So I think it is, like you said, out of mind, out of sight.
Well, it's too bad because it's really gross. And then they have to raid these places and then figure out whether to put the dogs down or adopt them out. It's very sad. All right. Do you guys like salt?
Yes.
Do you put salt on your food?
Sea salt, though.
Sea salt.
I don't like iodized
salt. Is that better? I don't know.
Yeah.
It sounds better. Well, many higher-end restaurants are removing salt shakers from the tables. And the reasons, according to chefs, they find the quality of the product delivers a harsh blast of saline that can blemish the food it's supposed to accent. Plus, as chefs have gained fame, they want to be the ones adding the salt, not you, the customer. So, Amy, the next time you're at a fine dining establishment, would it bother you if you didn't see a salt shaker on the table?
You know, I would probably ask for salt. So, yes, I want a salt shaker. But again, I'm a big fan of sea salt. I don't like the taste of iodized salt. I would rather not use salt than use the white salt that you have on the table. If you have a little bowl of sea salt, totally different taste. I agree that the iodized saline taste is a little caustic.
You know, there's so much salt in all food. I never really reach for a salt shaker. In fact, we don't even have it in our house. I mean, we got, you know, the Morton's, I guess, large container for cooking. But there's so much salt already out there. What do you put it on? French fries already has salt. I mean, ketchup's got salt. Ice cream's got salt. Even bread has it. Everything has salt.
But see, the chef would say, I'm making whole food here. The reason there's so much salt in our food is we eat all this processed stuff. That's what the salt is in, right? But if you're just making it from whole foods, there's no salt.
Yeah.
And do you guys watch Top Chef? One of the things that the pet peeve of the judges is always, there's not enough salt.
Hmm.
There's no salt. Got to have salt on it. Brings out the flavor.
It does bring out the flavor.
All right, but don't oversalt because then you're just ruining it. So there you go. All right, for the first year, we're going to start with Amy on this one. I don't know if Charlie is up on his NHL expansions, but for the first year, expansion NHL hockey team, the Las Vegas Golden Knights, they're two wins away from the Stanley Cup final. Mm-hmm. Now, as a lifelong Blues fan, does that make you happy or jealous?
As a lifelong Blues fan, I'm beyond jealousy. It's more of like nihilism. I'm sorry, what?
How did they do it?
Yeah, it's more of like this nihilistic view. I mean, obviously the Blues went to the Stanley Cup final the first 3 years of their existence. No, I would say I'm churlish or morose, but not jealous. I really like to watch other teams lose versus being bothered by certain teams winning. So, yes, basically I watched the playoffs to watch Nashville lose. I'm so happy, and I will forever hold a special place in my heart for Winnipeg because they beat the Predators.
Mm. Well, Amy, you're absolutely right. This is what the Blues did in their first years in existence. They went to the Stanley Cup Finals 3 years in a row. So these Blue Knights, fantastic, but we've already done it. Golden Knights, excuse me.
Yeah, they're going to shorten that at some point, right? That's just too long. Las Vegas Golden Knights. It's 8:47.
This is Overtime.
Don't you understand? We can't stop ourselves.
News Radio 1120 KMOX.
It's 8:42. It's round three of OT. Debbie Monterey, along with Charlie Brennan and Amy Markscores. All right, let's talk about animals, because just telling Amy, oh, it's so distracting with TVs in here. They show an animal. I'm like, oh, can't keep my concentration. But what if you were on a flight with a bunch of animals? The U.S. Transportation Department told U.S. Airlines Tuesday that they must continue to allow the transport of the most commonly used service animals, including dogs, cats, and miniature horses. Enforcement actions relating to other service animals would be on a case-by-case basis, it added. Now, Amy, would you have any problems sitting next to a pony, a miniature horse? How does that even fit in the seat?
I have no idea how it would fit in the seat. I mean, as long as it didn't poop on the seat. I think it would be fun. I mean, flights are boring. Hopefully it's the more room seats. But yeah, I mean, who wouldn't want to fly with a horse? Or, you know, we were talking about a turkey or a peacock. Yeah, and you had said, like, what if the peacock gets scared and it spreads its feathers, which the peacock itself is loud, but also it's a little
loud.
Showy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little arrogant.
So you have to buy the whole row then, just in case it takes up the whole row?
The plumage mm-hmm. fee.
Right,
there's got to be a plumage fee.
Boy, you go to an airport now and you see more animals, and you throughout life you don't meet that many people who have service animals. They're all at the airport. I mean, do we have any like colleagues here?
Can I have a service like a service spouse or like a service friend so that he can just come with me?
That'd
or
be
she
companion
can come with
ticket.
Me?
Yes, you can get that if
but
you fly enough.
What's the difference?
Well, it's a good point. And could small children be considered service?
Service kid.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you mentioned something that's actually serious. You said as long as he doesn't poop on the seat, but that's what the airlines complain about. They do. And they're not potty trained, these animals, in many cases.
Well, let me ask this question, because I love dogs. I have no problem with dogs, but I haven't seen cats on a flight. I'm very, very allergic to cats, like breakout in hives. Oh. I wheeze, my eyes swell, cats. So at what point is your service cat trump my ability to breathe and see?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. And that's your right to have an allergy-free environment versus this other person's right to have a service animal, which could be a feline.
It gets tricky.
Yeah. No cats, no peanuts.
Right.
That's exactly.
Right.
All right, so let's talk about guns and PG-13 movies. Apparently, according to studies, gun violence in PG-13 movies is on the rise, sometimes exceeding what's shown in R-rated films. And there's research suggesting that some parents think 13 is too young to see intense shooting, even if it's justified or appears justified. The lead author of the study said, even scenes of justified violence are more appropriate for teens who are 15 or over. Charlie, any problems with a PG-15 rating?
Well, I always thought this was Hollywood's Achilles heel, because our friends in Hollywood can be pretty preachy about a lot of things. When it comes to violence, they seem to be silent. The problem I see is there's a lot of violence in videos and in games in Japan and in movies, but it doesn't seem to result in violence on the streets. So I'm not sure if a 13 or 14-year-old sees violence in a movie or a game, is he or she going to become more violent? I don't know if we know that yet.
There's got to be some form of desensitization that's going on. I know my friend and I had talked about that. Having grown up through the 90s, video games really changed. I remember when Mortal Kombat came out, and that was a big deal because it was excessively violent. It was gratuitously violent. I don't have a problem with the PG-15 rating. I mean, anything that could help parse out what you're going to see, sure, that can be helpful. But is it going to make a huge difference? Not sure.
KMOX News Time is 8:56.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.